Sharon, why don't we get to sum up? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, it's important to distinguish between a theory about the most useful psychology for a scientist to hold and the most useful philosophy for assessing the overall progress of science or any given new scientific theory. All three of those things might be very, very different and should be different. I mean, I think a certain degree of madness is needed to do science well, because you have to have these weird ideas and ambitions, and you have to have enthusiasms and a sort of a hysteria and obsession and all these things. So the psychology of a scientist is neither here nor there. Newton was a weirdo, if we're to believe what we can find out about him. I think that's typical for a lot of productive and creative people. But I think the assessment of Newton is an entirely different question, the psychology of Newton. And I think it would be very, very sad if a philosophy of science became some sort of imposed psychology for scientists. That would be a terrible mistake, and I think that happens sometimes in many fields. I think physics has been unusually free of it compared to many other disciplines. It's written medicine a lot, for instance.
I'm going to try, if I have everybody's permission, to say something to close.
This last discussion has been wonderful, better than could possibly have been expected for the end of the first day. These guys. Okay, you sum up.
No, I know.
It's good to have people who know your faults.
but not too many.
But I think that we have. In a shame, it would be nice to go further, but I think everybody's also tired, and we've really reached the crux of a point where we can start tomorrow. I think in the end, the challenge is to do it. That is, we can. I take all these discussions. I mean, it's not a question. In the end, the historical analogy, etc. It's just, something has to give somewhere. It's clear. We probably didn't even emphasize the strength of the sense of crisis that we have from the different directions. I mean, Robert referred to things, Fortuny referred to things, I referred to things. Just within physics, the sense of the corner that we're in, it is useful, probably essential, to isolate the key point, which is the wrong assumption, the wrong philosophy, which getting out of the way will let us proceed and actually do these things. And I think I take that as what we're doing. Any other? These are... you've been very, very nice, and I don't know if everybody's realized.
I do it anyway, so might as well benefit.
This is great.
So we have a record already.
The last sentence just.
Do you want to pass around?
I
have no idea how this was done, but this is.
Well, you put a little things.
I apologize for all the ways in which I mistake what people are saying.
So I think we break, we reconvene at 9:30 here tomorrow.